with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The presiding judge at former President Trump's New York criminal trial appears willing to force a father to miss his son's high school graduation. Ruling that Mr. Trump must be in court every day, it means the former president may not be able to go to Florida for son Barron's graduation ceremony. He may also have to miss a key presidential immunity hearing before the U.S. Supreme Court, not to mention the time away from the campaign trail. Mr. Trump says it's more obvious than ever. The whole thing, he says, is a politically inspired sham.
If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt.
Today, the second day of jury selection in Deep Blue Manhattan, the case focusing on a routine non-disclosure agreement. House Speaker Mike Johnson looking at holding separate votes on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
We laid out the plan on how to finally address the supplemental situation. There are precipitating events around the globe that we're all watching very carefully, and we know that the world is watching us to see how we react.
Still not clear how or when Israel will retaliate for Iran's massive missile and drone attack.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says whether or how to respond is Israel's decision to make.
We are not involved in their decision-making process about a potential response.
Kirby reiterates that the United States does not seek a war with Iran and does not want tensions to escalate in the region. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, from New York to San Francisco to Miami, Chicago, and Eugene, Oregon. Anti-Israel protesters blocked busy highways and bridges nationwide yesterday. Air travel disrupted as well. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 57 points higher. This is SRN News. Fewer Americans are using the Bible these days.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis, that is to say, daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers have approved legislation making it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in official records. The law is one of several social reforms that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office in 2021. Prior to this, Germany required individuals who wanted to change their gender on official documents to first obtain assessments from mental health experts and then undergo a sex change operation. SRN News. The Supreme Court is letting an Idaho transgender statute take effect for now.
The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on transgender treatments to minors while lawsuits over the law proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order Monday allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change surgery to people under age 18. Keith Peters reporting.
Salvage crews at the site of Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge are using the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to remove sections of the wreckage and deposit them at a nearby processing yard. Over 1,000 tons of steel have been removed from the waterway so far. Authorities working toward the goal of opening a temporary channel into the port of Baltimore later in the month. More details at SRNnews.com.